I'm back. It's been almost 4 hours since my last recording. Things have changed since then. While Doma was in his room, I went to the captain of the Essex and explained the situation. He agreed to let me move forward, which is good, since he really didn't have a choice. My next step was obvious. There is nothing like hard evidence. I boarded the lifeboat, found the helmet that Doma said he didn't use. I studied the construction of the ship. There were 20 impact chairs bolted against the outer walls with harness straps hanging from them. A control panel with one seat at one end, the egress hatch at the other. I stopped for a second, closed my eyes and imagined all the terrified men, women, and children in the Clarion fighting to make their way to that lifeboat. Men trying to protect their families, mothers trying to protect their children, trying to give comfort, hoping that the act would give them some comfort for themselves. I got down on my knees and searched. Underneath the 16th chair, I found it, a child's doll. I imagined the child hiding it, trying to give it the comfort she couldn't know. When we went to Doma's cabin, he was still awake, still as haunted as when we found him. He wasn't a bad man, I want to make that clear. The Andorians say that war shows us who we really are, but I don't believe that. I think war is a crucible that warps and destroys everyone who falls into it. I didn't even have to say anything to him, just held out the doll. He stared at it for a second, then he told us everything. The fire was real, but Doma wasn't knocked into an empty lifeboat. 31 people had made it in there before the Clarion was struck by that asteroid. The boat had been hit by smaller asteroids and had several oxygen leaks. They tried to block them the best they could, but everyone knows how impossible a task that is. When he did the calculations, the engineer determined that there was only enough air to last them all a week. But no signal had gone out from the Clarion. Nobody knew to even begin to look for them. So Chief Engineer Doma was stuck with 31 people on a leaky lifeboat with no prospects of rescue. He couldn't stop thinking about the air. It was going to run out. Every hour he imagined it was getting harder to breathe. He couldn't stop thinking about it. And then he did the only thing he could to stop it. He put on his helmet, blew the air back into the tanks, and waited. It took less than 2 minutes. When it was finished, he popped the hatch, emptied the bodies into space, and cleaned the compartment. He just had to scrub the data and wait. He didn't know how long he'd be out there, how long the O2 would last. Essex pinged his signal less than 20 hours later. We were in a quandary as to how to proceed with him. We were due at Starbase 2 on a classified mission within 72 hours. Should we take him? Should we hail Starfleet and have a transfer ship rendezvous with us? We don't know when or where the Romulans will strike. We're still in the dark on that front. Doma solved the problem for us with a meter-long length of belt webbing. No one will know. These investigations of mine will remain redacted from official reports for now. Command is afraid of the effect reports like this will have on morale. I think I'll try to get some rest now. We're 6 hours out from Ashoka, and whatever it holds in store for us will become another secret that Starfleet must keep. I found that making these recordings about my inquiries has become the only way I can leave each case behind and move on to the next with any kind of relief. Yeah, too strong a word. A reprieve. As much as war gives any of us. I'm going to try to sleep. I haven't had dreams in a long time, but I always keep thinking maybe now will be the time. If I do dream, I hope it's of a world where we've evolved beyond our baser instincts. But for now, right now, we're still a universe of predators. And sleep is hard to find. End recording.